In the spring of 1970, four large public universities in Ohio experienced destructive campus revolt. In descending order of violence, they were Ohio University at Athens in the southeastern part of the state, Ohio State University at Columbus in the center, Kent State University at the small city of Kent in the northeastern sector, Miami University at Oxford on the far western border. From this listing, it can be seen that riots at Kent State were not the most destructive, but they became entangled in a bizarre combination of accidents that produced a tragedy which dismayed the nation and startled the world. This book attempts to explain what happened at Kent State. It is a book about students, hundreds of them, and the first one we meet can stand as a representative of that enormous group of stable, solid young people who form the reliable central core of our great universities. He is a most attractive young man. Bob Hillegas, whose father works for General Tire in nearby Akron, is 6'3", slight of build, with wavy blonde hair and a long, intelligent-looking face. His hazel eyes are usually crinkled in laughter, and he is a good student. He is also quietly patriotic and has volunteered to serve in the campus detachment of the ROTC. When he graduates in aerospace technology, for which his university is noted, he hopes to enter the Air Force, and after serving a normal stint there, to work his way into commercial aviation. Because of this, he is careful of his appearance, wears his hair short, and his trousers pressed. His three older brothers did well at their universities, John at Marquette, Dick at Cincinnati, and Jim at Ohio Wesleyan, so he lived within an academic tradition. Sometimes his brothers tease him with the popular clichés, "If you can't go to college, go to Kent," and "Kent State, largest undiscovered university in the world." Bob considers it a pretty good operation. In 1944, 673 students. Today, 21,000. With that kind of growth, some things are bound to be rough, but we have some great professors, some brilliant kids, and one of the most beautiful campuses in America. I like the place. On Saturday evening, May 2, 1970, Bob Hillegas left his home in Akron, where he lives with his parents, and drove his 1967 Ford Fairlane some miles into the country to pick up his college date in the exclusive Twin Lakes residential district north of Kent. He had to be careful what route he took, because the radio was saying there had been trouble on campus the night before and that a curfew had been imposed. He knew nothing about all this and cared less. Anyway, by using back roads, he could just as easily find his way to the university airport, for it lay west of town and outside the city limits. When he got there, he signed papers which would permit him, as a member of the Kent State Flying Club, to use one of the university Cessna 172s, a four-place job. He had gained his pilot's license in March 1968 and had been flying for more than 2 years. But the interesting flight he planned for tonight contained features he had not attempted before. What he had in mind was a takeoff in daylight, a short flight to the Cleveland airport, dinner there with his date and another couple who were waiting at the Kent airfield, and return about midnight in darkness. Since Kent lies at the western end of the time zone, it observes the same time as New York, twilight came late, and there was still lots of light when he and his three companions strapped themselves into the Cessna. "Should be a great flight," he assured them, trimming the ailerons. The Cessna was in good shape, and Hillegas taxied it to the end of the runway, which ran due north and south.